Well, a new report reveals that the U.S. drone assassinations in Pakistan began with a secret deal with Islamabad back in 2004. The New York Times has reported that the U.S. gained access to Pakistani airspace following a deal between the two countries. It said Pakistan granted the U.S. permission to use drones in the country after the CIA killed a wanted Pakistani tribal rebel. Islamabad has, in public, frequently voiced its opposition to the U.S. drone strike, saying they violated sovereignty. Washington claims the strikes only target militants, but locals say civilians are the main victims. The U.S. drone operations have claimed the lives of thousands of civilians in different countries. Well, now we're going to cross over to Los Angeles. We're being joined by Ty Berry with the code PINK. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Berry. Now, looking at the way Pakistan has time and time reacted to the violation of its airspace, many say it's just been words and no actions, which is an indication of Pakistan's compliance with regards to these drone attacks. Do you agree with that?
Well, thank you for having me, first of all, but I do not agree with that. As a person who's been time and time again to Pakistan, and I was there and kidnapped under the Musharraf government at one point, held in secret prison as well, I know for a fact that the people of Pakistan, the parliament of Pakistan, is not complicit with the CIA in its illegal and what I would call a war crime in the Fatah region of Pakistan, carrying out illegal drone attacks in sovereign Pakistan territory. The agreement that we now find out via WikiLeaks, and we once again got to thank Bradley Manning for this, and also for this new book that's come out, Way of the Knife, we see that the CIA has been complicit with the ISI, its cohort inside Pakistan. This doesn't mean that the Pakistani people nor the Pakistani government is necessarily in cahoots with the illegal war crimes that the CIA is committing. Although we do know that Musharraf and heads of the ISI were completely engaged with the CIA and actually admitted telling lies to media and others, saying that they were the ones that committed the killing of Nek Mohammed, a famous Taliban, a Pakistani Taliban who brought the ISI or the Pakistani military to its knees in Fatah region. And therefore, Musharraf had a personal grudge against Nek Mohammed and wanted to have him murdered. In 1975, the Church Commission in forbade the United States CIA agency from carrying out, and President Gerald Ford signed it into law, forbade the CIA from committing assassinations. And that's what
indeed,
we're doing
I'd like
today.
I'd like to touch on that point, Mr. Berry. Now, the New York Times article does cover how the U.S. has transitioned from capturing and detaining potential quote-unquote terrorists to targeting them. And this is not just happening in Pakistan, but several other Muslim countries like Yemen, like Somalia. What do you make of that?
Well, for years now, it's been asserted that the Obama administration has used targeted assassinations instead of capture. They claim that, which is a clear war crime, you have to allow a person to either surrender or to know that they're being wanted, at least. And the Obama administration has claimed that that's not the case, that if they could capture, they would. But apparently it's very true, it's factual, that the Obama administration finds it much easier and much quicker to kill and then to capture and have a Guantanamo on their hands, which they have been unable to close. And getting back to the Nek Mohammed killings, to point out the fact that two boys were killed during their so-called targeted assassination on Mr. Mohammed, boys 10 and 16 were killed. So these targeted assassinations come with thousands of innocent civilians who seem to be in the way of the CIA's war crimes.
Very disturbing indeed. Ty Berry with Code Pink joining us there from Los Angeles. Mr. Berry, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.